You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
2018 was a difficult year for banks. Their reputation suffered massively after it came to light that most of them had large non-performing assets, or NPAs, since they committed knowingly. 1 year prior, in 2017-2018, the gross NPA ratio of all scheduled commercial banks reached 11.2% of the gross advances, up from 9.3% a year before. Public sector banks, which account for nearly 70% of the advances, saw gross NPA ratios rise to 14.6% due to, and I quote the RBI here, restructured advances slipping into NPAs and better NPA recognition. Now, better NPA recognition is, of course, a fancy way of saying that banks got caught for the bad loans they gave out, or that the RBI got better at figuring out who made bad loans. After the government and the RBI cracked the whip last year, most, if not all, banks were forced to clean up their balance sheets. 2019 may turn out to be a better year for these banks, albeit under a fair amount of duress. And this is our subject of digging deeper as banks work on their NPA issues. My name is Rakesh, and you're listening to Money Control,
the Deep Dive podcast series.
After the horrible 2018, banks work on their NPA issues.
According to data from the Reserve Bank, India's banks have seen a major improvement in the recovery of stressed assets, helped by the IBC, that is the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, and amendments in the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Security Interests Act, or the SARFAESI Act. India implemented the new insolvency law 2 years ago as bad loans piled up after the central bank initiated an asset quality review to clean up various banks' balance sheets in December 2015. The RBI has now announced that in FY18, banks recovered 40,400 crore rupees worth of bad loans compared to 38,500 crore rupees in the year before that. Business Standard reported that of the 701 cases admitted under the National Company Law Tribunals and claims admitted on 21 accounts for an amount of 9,900 crore rupees, the recovery has been 4,900 crore rupees, indicating a haircut of about 50%. On the other hand, in Lok Adalats, 3,317,897 cases yielded just 1,800 crore rupees, and in the case of the Debt Recovery Tribunal, 29,551 cases referred in 2017-2018 saw recovery of 7,200 crore rupees. In SARFAESI, 91,330 cases were leading to recovery of 26,500 crore rupees. The central bank's report said, and I quote, apart from vigorous efforts by banks for speedier recovery, amending the SARFAESI Act to bring in a provision of 3 months imprisonment in case the borrower does not provide asset details, and for the lender to get possession of mortgaged property within 30 days, may have contributed to better recovery, unquote. A Money Control report noted that recovery through Lok Adalats and DRTs during the financial year declined alongside the number of cases referred. Making the case for the IBC's success, the RBI said the result was, at least partly, indicative of the growing clout of the IBC, that is the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, in the resolution of stressed assets. The bank also claimed that the average recovery through IBC has been greater than the other mechanisms mentioned, indicating the need for and the efficiency of such a channel. It stated, and I quote, strengthening the infrastructure of the insolvency resolution process, including the proposed increase in the number of benches of the NCLTs, should help reduce the overall time currently being taken for resolution under the IBC, unquote. Let's take a quick look at 2018, annus horribilis, a horrible year for the banking sector. Horrible if you got caught. It is important to bear in mind that the current non-performing asset, or NPA, mess took shape because of a credit boom between 2006 and 2011. The Reserve Bank said, and I quote, the deterioration in asset quality of Indian banks, especially public sector banks, can be traced to the credit boom of 2006 to 2011, when bank lending grew at an average rate of over 20%. Other factors that contributed to the deterioration in asset quality were lack credit appraisal and post-sanction monitoring standards, project delays and cost overruns, and absence of a strong bankruptcy regime until May 2016, unquote. What that means is, speaking as a layman, last year wasn't the worst for banks. They just got caught and had to be threatened into cleaning up their act. And act might be an apt description, because what transpired last year has led to widespread perception, however accurate or inaccurate, that rich folks who defrauded the banking system with inside help managed to evade the law, while small-time misdemeanors are strictly police. Think Mehul Choksi, Nirav Modi and Vijay Mallya. But if you or I miss an EMI on the 4K smart TV that we don't even watch anymore, the bank will pursue us to hell and back. To put it in business jargon, persistent asset quality concerns, subdued earnings, lack of meaningful recovery in loan growth and structural challenges of capital and governance plagued the beleaguered banking sector in 2018. Within the sector, PSBs, that is public sector banks, continue to lag compared to their private sector peers. While the Nifty Bank Index gained a marginal 5 to 6% last year, in line with market indices, the Nifty PSU Bank Index lost 17% due to deteriorating operational performance, lingering bad loan woes, and capital constraints. During the first half of FY19, the losses of PSBs widened to over 30,000 crore rupees from the 4,500 crore rupees in the corresponding period 1 year prior. Gross non-performing assets, or GNPAs, for banks shot up by 1.3 lakh crores between September 2017 and September 2018. While private sector banks fared marginally better, their earnings declined by 8% year-on-year in the half-year ended September 2018. Their GNPAs rose by over 23,000 crore rupees. PSBs were hit hard in the March quarter. They reported losses of 62,000 crore rupees as well as an increase of approximately around 1.2 lakh crore rupees in NPAs. Overall, GNPAs increased by a whopping 3 lakh crore rupees in FY18 over FY17. In the most recent September quarter, we saw the pace of addition to bad loans moderate considerably from the March quarter. But none of the banks is out of the very deep hole they've dug for themselves. Many of them are in dire need of capital. The large bad loan book, a staggering 10 lakh crore rupees for all banks, 8.7 lakh crores of which are for public sector banks, will keep provisioning high in the coming quarters. The Reserve Bank issued a directive in February that banks will have to report even one-day defaults and draw up resolution plans within 180 days. If they fail to do that, they would have to refer the case for insolvency under the IBC. That directive has put 1.74 lakh crores of stressed power sector accounts in limbo. How such an issue is resolved will be interesting to watch as it unfolds. The Hindu Business Line reported last week that the slow progress in IBC cases and the large haircuts that banks had to take would continue to depress earnings. Of the 1,198 cases under Corporate Insolvency and Resolution Process, or CIRP, to date, 118 have been closed on appeal or review, and only 52 have seen approval of resolution plan. Compounding matters, the amount realized by financial creditors in comparison to their claims also fell substantially in the September quarter. In the June quarter, financial creditors realized 56% of their claims in 12 cases, but only 26% of the claims admitted for the 18 cases in the September quarter were realized. While credit growth rose to 14% levels in recent times, such growth is only in pockets, largely unsecured retail loans with modest recovery in corporate lending. PSBs, which account for over two-thirds of the overall debt amount, saw subdued loan growth of 4 to 5% in the previous quarter. Deposit growth also slowed to 8 to 9%. This is particularly a cause of concern because it could well mount pressure on funding as well as margins. The RBI, in its latest financial stability report, assessed that SCBs, or Scheduled Commercial Banks, GNP ratio may decline from 10.8% in September 2018 to 10.3% in March 2019. That ratio had fallen from 11.5% in March 2018 to 10.8% by September. The central bank's stress test results suggested further improvement in the NPA ratio, according to the report. Newly minted RBI Governor Shaktikant Das said, and I quote, "Notwithstanding the significant costs wrought by the enhanced recognition of asset impairment in PSBs, it appears to have led to a greater discipline in credit assessment, higher sensitivity to market risk, and better appreciation of operational risks," unquote. Bloomberg reported that banks also use the Asset Reconstruction Company, or ARC, route to improve their balance sheets through the sale of bad loans. In the last financial year, the acquisition cost of ARCs as a proportion to the book value of assets increased, indicating better realization by banks on sale of stressed assets. The RBI said private lenders were the most aggressive in ARC sales, while PSBs lagged due to large haircuts and management issues. And some PSBs managed to improve their internal bad loan recovery processes. But quarterly data indicated that sale of stressed assets to ARCs by public and private banks slowed in the April to September period. The Apex Bank claimed that the Prompt Corrective Action Framework, that is the PCA framework, which places operational restrictions on weak lenders, helped improve performance. One private bank and 11 PSBs are under the PCA framework. The RBI added that such banks' share of current account and savings account deposits improved, while the reduction in the share of bulk deposits helped them lower cost of deposits. They also increased recoveries from bad loans while containing the growth in advances and deposits and showed lower growth in gross bad loans compared to lenders not under the PCA framework. However, bad loan ratios and capital positions of PCA banks deteriorated due to a decline in advances, which hurt profitability.
The Deep Dive podcast series.
After the horrible 2018, banks work on their NPA issues.
The Hindu Business Line reported that the resignation of previous RBI Governor Urjit Patel and the appointment of Shaktikant Das has given rise to hopes of regulatory leeway on capital requirement and PCA norms for banks. While this may provide a temporary relief to banks, it may end up doing very little to smoothen the structural challenges of growth, capital and governance in banks. Such challenges require proper resolution if any of the banks that are part of the debt recovery process are to successfully ride out an extended period of underperformance. Overall, 2019 looks like it's going to be an acid test yet again for the banking sector in India.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.